Okay, so I think essentially the answer to the question is there's absolutely loads in the Christian tradition and in the Bible that can help us to transform unjust social structures. You know, we could think about the theology of human dignity, the common good, a theology of work, theology of our relationships with one another, and of justice. But since I've only got a very short time, and because I'm particularly interested in the people who don't already agree with us about the importance of this within the church, I am mainly going to focus on one thing, which is love. And I think love is an idea that the church kind of gets. Whether we always do it very well or not is another question. But I think perhaps some of the resources for engaging with this as the church are around stretching our imaginations about love and helping us to grapple with the idea that love might be a bit different than we thought. So love, for example, needs to understand the problem that it's trying to address. One of the verses that has really resonated with me and kind of inspired me in the work that I'm engaged in is in Jeremiah, where it says, "They offer superficial treatments for my people's mortal wounds. They say, peace, peace, where there is no peace." And actually, we have a responsibility as church not just to kind of be nice to people, but to really deeply love them and understand the circumstances in which people find themselves. Now, I'm going to slightly stray from the question here because I'm a social scientist by training. And I actually think that there's real value for the church in bringing together some of the very basic social science concepts with what we see in the Bible. And I think sometimes there are fields that we wouldn't seek to understand without expertise in those areas. So, for example, we've seen a huge amount of technological progress development since the time that the Bible was written, and we wouldn't attempt to solve technological crises from a Christian perspective without integrating our theological understandings with our technological understandings. And similarly, I think we can bring some very simple social science concepts into our preaching, into the way we talk about things within the church, that just help to open up those conversations about what does well-being, where does it come from, actually, for us in 21st century Britain? Because for all of us, it's a bit of an amalgam in one way or another of state sources of well-being, whether that's using the NHS, whether that's through the benefit system, or in other ways. We mostly benefit from markets in one way or another, most of us probably buy our food in supermarkets. Many of people will be employed by private sector organisations. We also, to differing degrees, rely on our family and friends for our well-being. And so starting to open up conversations about what does it mean to love one another through these different components of our economic and social structures, I think is really important within the contemporary church. Coming back to love, a biblical concept of love affirms that everyone matters. And loving responses to the problems that we face in our society are multiple in nature. So one of my favourite fiction authors is Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie, and she talks a lot about the danger of a single story. And I think this is something that we've observed as we have engaged in some theological reflection with people who are involved in our food bank networks. There's a real wide variety of kind of theological literacy and theological perspectives amongst people that are involved in the food bank network. But we do find that certain stories are kind of drawn upon much more frequently than others when people are trying to explain what they do from a Christian perspective. And so the story of the Good Samaritan would be a kind of go-to story. And so I think part of our task when we're looking at connecting resources from the Christian tradition and from the Bible with the challenges of structural injustice is to tell multiple stories. So we need to hear about kind of the Josephs who become civil servants and become really effective in their roles in kind of advocating and implementing just structures in that way. We need to affirm a variety of different responses to these issues because we need that variety. We need people in positions of power who can make good decisions, and we need people who can ensure that those decisions are informed by a really wide range of voices in society. So just to conclude, essentially, love is structural, it's political, it's economic, and it's relational. So that doesn't mean that we only become advocates for political change, because part of the work that churches are doing in communities in building those relationships that sustain people through kind of ups and downs is also really important. I think we need to kind of hold that whole picture together.